This just in. Last week it was announced that suicide has become the eighth leading cause of death in America. Today, Representative Bob Barr, Republican of Georgia, announced that he has authored and will introduce H.R. 666, a constitutional amendment stating that suicide will be punished by the death penalty. The 1999 Effective Suicide, Welfare Reform, Capital Gains, and Inheritance Tax Cut Act will, in Barr's words, send a message that suicide has consequences. Congressman Barr made his announcement during inauguration ceremonies at the new Ronald Wilson Reagan Memorial Lethal Injection Chamber at the Corcoran State Prison here in California this morning. "We have to get tough on suicide," said Barr. "Not only is suicide a sin against Christianity, but it deprives corporations of needed workers, and that can cause damage to our ability to compete because of increased labor costs." Barr said that H.R. 666 would make suicide a one-strike offense and that it would cut government waste by denying welfare benefits, food stamps, and student loans to the descendants of the offender on to the seventh generation. Barr said that the bill will also increase American productivity and return power to the states, as well as put more of the hard-earned tax dollars paid to the federal government back into the people's pockets by having automatic capital gains and inheritance tax cuts indexed to the suicide rate. Finally, Barr said that the bill will put 200,000 new cops on the street whose sole duty will be to look for sad and dejected people, and that given decisions made by the Supreme Court as of late, there should be no problem with having police simply engage in preemptive extrajudicial capital punishment on the scene. Barr said he was returning to Georgia today to have an affair on his fifth wife and abuse his children for the next 2 days, and then he will return to the nation's capital to continue his investigations into the possibly immoral activities of Chelsea Clinton.